Okay, let's turn to page 6, 3-6. Number 7, action filter. When you come into a situation, do you usually act quickly after sizing it up, or do you do a complete study of all the consequences and then act? They're either going to be active, reflective, both, or inactive. Active, reflective, both, or inactive. Yikes. So the active person, this person says, no, I usually go for it. I don't think about it much. I just take action. Okay, that's the active person. Reflective is going to be the person who says, yeah, I do a complete study. I really want to know what all the consequences are, and then I act. Or they'll be both. They'll say, well, I'll do a little bit of a study, and then I'll gather some details, and then I'll get out there and take some action. The inactive is going to be the person who says, well, yeah, I really get caught up in the details about the consequences and so on and so forth. That they talk more about the consequences and they're kind of stuck in that. That's going to be the inactive person. Reflective will think about it a bit. Both will do about even reflecting and acting. And the inactive is going to do far more non-acting. This filter, what's not immediately obvious, is that this filter will tend to tell you how much energy somebody will put into pursuing their life's goals. The person who is active will tend to put more energy into pursuing their life's goals. The active person will probably also make more mistakes, but they don't care. And it'll be an intuitive guess on your part. You're going to listen to it and you're going to go, is this sounding more inactive or is it sounding more reflective to me? Like maybe they're reflecting on it and then there's some emphasis on action there, but I'm hearing no emphasis on action at all. On my judgment call, this is inactive. Oh, probably could be. I would just listen to, are they talking about taking action or are they talking about thinking about it and stuff? Yeah. It depends on the role. It depends on the job. There's going to be certain places where you want somebody to think more about what's going on before they take action. There's going to be some places where it's important to take action. Yeah. Be a little bit more reflective, please. The person sitting down there pushing the button in the down. Where is that? Where is that? Where's the under the cave where they keep the button to the nukes in Colorado? You want them to be a little bit more reflective or maybe even inactive, yeah? Well, we're hiring for this position. You're going to have the button that will determine whether we have nuclear war, and we're looking for an active person, so. Number 8, affiliation filter. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Right. That could be a person, that could be a meta program. Yeah, that could be. I would also look at the timeline direction. I would look at values. So there could be a couple of things in there, and that could be the inactive person as well. It's clearly not. I mean, they're taking action on something. You know, the question is what? So I would want to look at other things as well. Yeah. I mean, that Nintendo game, they got some good Nintendo games. Some of them are fun. Yes. And we'll talk about how to change them. Yeah. Although Richard Bandler says something very interesting. Richard Bandler says each metaprogram distinction is going to have its own inherent challenges and rewards. So it's like, he says, be careful when you're changing metaprograms because you could change it and find that it comes with its own inherent set of challenges as well. It's kind of like, remember how we talked about how value systems evolve based as a reaction to the previous one? So there's always inherent within each value system is going to have its own bonuses plus its own challenges, and it's the same thing with metaprograms. Just understanding metaprograms and just understanding values gives you more flexibility in your thinking as well. Just understanding values levels sometimes has the potential of helping people to begin to shift values levels as well. Yeah. Let's see. Affiliation filter. Number 8. Tell me about a work situation in which you were the happiest, a one-time event. The person is either going to be an independent player, a team player, or a management player. This is a nice one because all you do is listen to the story they tell. And they're either going to tell you a story about a time where they were by themselves. And you're going to say, tell me about a work situation in which you were happiest, a one-time event. Well, there I was, working in this little office all by myself, punching numbers into the computer. And I realized that, wow, I knew much more about this program than I thought I knew. Is that independent, team player, or management player? Yeah. You say, tell me about a work situation in which you were happy as a one-time event. And they go, well, there I was with the team. Or they don't even say there. They won't even use the word I. They say, there we were, the team, plodding forward, you know, really working together and hand in hand and making, you know, and it just felt so good to be part of that team and to really be making a difference. Is that team? Yeah, that's team for sure. And then the management player would say, tell me about a work situation in which you were the happiest one-time event. And they go, there I was, standing, leading the team toward victory. You know, the team was there, and there I was, and I was leading the team. And that would be the management player. And that's also going to tell you if somebody's going to be a good manager, isn't it? Yeah. That's inactive. That's inactive. The think tank people would probably be, I don't know, they would have their own action filter. Even though they're think tank people, they could, I mean, they're still taking action in their own way on things, so you'd still want to do an elicitation. Yeah. No, what I mean is that it's possible to be somebody who thinks a lot but takes a lot of action. So even the think tank people could be thinking and yeah, that's their job, so that would be taking action. So let's get thinking about this thing. Let's get thinking about this thing. Let's take action on thinking about this thing. It's kind of like the man who said, his wife says, honey, I thought you said you were thinking of painting the house. He said, yeah, I'll get to it soon. Right now I'm thinking of mowing the lawn. The reflective person eventually asks, yes, I would say that would be true in relationship to the fourth choice, which would be inactive. Yeah. Number 9. The work preference filter. Tell me about a work situation in which you were the happiest, a one-time event. Once again, you're just going to listen. And they're going to either talk about things, systems, or people. So the person who's talking about things, they might say, well, there I was purchasing these new clothes. And I really loved the clothing line that this retail company was offering because they just got the right texture. And when you touch them, they're soft. And I just love the look of them. Is this person talking about things, systems, or people? Things, yes. So the person says, you say, tell me about a work situation in which you were the happiest, a one-time event. And the person says, well, we were creating this new method of extracting DNA from frogs. And I was noticing the double helix nature of... What is this person talking about? It's kind of systems-like, right? And I realized that would allow us to do this or that. You say, tell me about a work situation in which you were happy as a one-time event. And they say, well, there I was, you know, serving these people at this table, and they were just laughing and really enjoying the time at the restaurant. And, you know, and I was really connecting with them in a new way, and it felt so good. What's this person? People. Their work preference is going to be people.